I think you just look 60s, Maude.
I look like a cult leader.
You just are not, you're not used to the way of lots of fabric, wearing lots of fabric.
I don't mind lots of fabric. It just, it feels like a cult leader. And you can see my nipples. Okay, this is going to be so out of character for us since we never talk about TikTok on this show. Can I share with you, like, a TikTok thing that just drives me fucking nuts?
Yeah.
When people, ugh, I hate this. When people give other people presents and they film it, they want us to see their reaction. If it is heavily wrapped, no. Like in bubble wrap, when you get the product and you want to gift it to someone for a big reveal on film, go ahead and unwrap it from all of the shipping stuff. I'm talking the bubble wrap and like the fucking plastic fucking things, all of the extra paper and stuff in the box. That's for shipping purposes, okay? Because you know what happens? We see your grandfather and he's like, watch this box. And then he opens it and he's like, oh, well, where's my knife? And then he's just struggling with all of this plastic that by the time he gets to whatever the thing is, I've already scrolled or I've fast forwarded and now I've missed all the tension. It's shipping. That's for shipping. It's shipping.
Also, I have never
drives me nuts.
Once had the reaction to the gift in the moment that people are probably looking for. I need to take it away and think about it and be like,
yeah.
That was really sweet. Oh, I loved yeah. it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just performing. You can't have a genuine reaction in front of other people.
That I appreciate because I want to see the performance.
It's uncomfortable.
Like I think, but you don't enjoy seeing people get like meaningful presents and they get excited or they cry or whatever?
Yeah, of course, but that's not me.
But then you can't do that if it's wrapped in fucking bubble wrap. I saw this girl. Okay, she's like, I'm gonna surprise my friend. And she had ordered one of those portraits of like the dog as like a general. And she's like, she's obsessed with their dog, so I ordered her this. She doesn't even check it first. She doesn't open the box or anything. She just hands her the box that was shipped to her. So this poor girl is being recorded and she's fighting her way through this box.
Yeah, that's a puzzle, mama. That's not a gift.
That's a puzzle.
It's not a gift.
It's a task. You gave her a chore and you're gonna film her doing the chore. Unwrap it. Sorry, that's it. Do you watch the girls?
The opposite of sex. Unwrap it.
Thank you. Do you watch the ladies that have the TikTok, the I've had it?
Oh, yeah. You've
that's what I feel before. Like now. I feel like I've had it, ladies.
Okay.
But I have had it with that. That drives me fucking nuts.
You know what I've had it with?
What?
This happened to me today at work. Uh-oh. I was dealing with something with one of the store managers, owners. We were figuring out something, and I guess a woman had, unbeknownst to both of us, walked up to the register. She couldn't have been standing there for more than 3 seconds. She goes, and then two people later, someone asked me, because if you're a professional makeup artist at a store, you get a discount, and there's 9 million brands. I don't know all the discounts to every brand. Someone goes, after I had rung them through, they, how much is the discount? And I'm like printing out the receipt. I was like, oh, it'll tell you on your receipt. And she goes, I know, but I'm asking you.
Ew.
I've had it with both of those women.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And one of them came back later, by the way, two dogs, because she grabbed the wrong product and she wanted to change it over. She was like, hi, remember me? And I was like, yeah, I do. Don't clear your throat at
people
anyone.
People are so gross.
Unless they're like your husband, because sometimes that can be a tool.
Or your ENT. That's it. Those are the two people. Your husband or your, and if your husband is your ENT, that's one person.
Yeah.
And I love when she realizes she's fucked up. She has to come in and act all sweet. Remember me? Do you remember me?
I'll never forget you.
Unlike Gwyneth Paltrow, she remembers everyone. Forget you. Oh no, wait, she does forget people. Never mind.
Whatever happened? What did we ever solve that? He obviously ran into her. We just didn't want to believe
she
it because, well, of course she won.
Of course we believe
she was gonna win anyways.
What do you mean we didn't want to believe it?
Have you been seeing this thing about Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, all of it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It's gross. Let's not talk about it.
Of course it's gross, but have you seen the stuff that's coming up because
yes,
of it about
yes,
the murder?
I have. I did see him at a Starbucks though, so I am on his side. Hello, welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know. In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
Why do Alexis P. Bevels, the P stands for porned.
Porned?
Porn. The P stands for porn. And that means is when two people love each other very much.
You do often, you seem surprised by this bit that you invented.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I should put a little more effort in behind it, but I'm a very yes and girl. I was brought up with the Upright Citizens Brigade.
You barely yes, though.
Being, huh?
We are here today to return to Brazil, but before we do that, I just want to let everyone know I've started a cult. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to join, these are free.
And if
I feel like a cult leader. Do I look like a cult leader?
Joining is just $500, and you can send that to at Alexis Bubbles on Venmo.
No, she's not a part of the cult. She would ruin it.
Are you going to be like Scientology?
No, Scientology is like a real religion, okay? They have the right idea. No, I'm going to be like
the Hare Krishnas. No, that's
the airport ones.
What's a cult?
All of them.
You know what I've had it with? We just did this segment.
Oh my God.
In Patreon, if you want to go see it.
What?
Nexium. It's not spelled like it sounds.
That's the problem you have with Nexium?
Yeah, it's the only problem I have with it.
Oh my God. That's nuts.
I haven't, to be honest, I haven't watched any of the, you know, I'm saving documentaries for marriage. If I joined a cult, I would probably excel there.
So. You're not very reliable.
I'm reliable sometimes.
Yeah, cults need it all the time. You can't start to drink the poison and go, well, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm gonna take this gum out. Excuse me.
I tried gum today. Still not for me.
I love it.
I'm a mints girl, exclusively. Is this a cute drag name? Gum or mints?
No. Speaking of mints, I got an ad today on Instagram for him mints, like mouth mints. For men, is putting a mint in your mouth gay now? Like, what the fuck? Like, the men's dude wipes. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I always laugh when people come into my work and they say, where's the men's shampoo? And I'm like,
what does that mean? What they want is they want an all-in-one. They want a shampoo, conditioner, body wash. That's what they want.
Butt scratcher.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Let's go back to Brazil. We had part one of the premiere where Ooh. We got a surprise, meets the rest of the girls
yeah.
at the end of the episode. So we're joining the episode right after they've entered the workroom.
Yes. So for a minute, I was kind of confused. I was like, where are we? Who are they? Oh, right.
I really enjoyed the drama that drag queen created when her video message popped up and she's like, are you the first? And then the whole time they're going like, wait, are we the first group? And they're looking around the workroom being like, drag queens are messy. If there's been a drag queen here, we'll know. But the production was like, no, you won't. Yeah. I did like that. How they were trying to guess if they were the first.
That is fun.
They weren't. When they were de-dragging, Shannon told Tristan that Tristan needs a nickname because Tristan's name is boring or forgettable. It struck me as funny because, yes, in Portuguese, in Brazilian Portuguese, Shannon sounds very fancy and very drag and very glamorous. But in American English, yes. Shannon.
Like,
obviously, for for Brazil, that
and
makes
sense.
And
we say this with love. If your name is Shannon out there and you're a patron, we thank you so much.
But only the Shannons that pay us. But it was just funny to me that she's like, Tristan, you need to change your name. You need something glamorous like Shannon.
Tristan.
That's so funny.
You ever see that
That's
movie,
so
Tristan and Isolde?
And Isolde, obviously.
I love that movie.
They have to do the exact same thing the first girls do.
Yeah.
Except they are not the good girls.
They are the hot girls.
Which I liked because I was like, wait, are we just going to get good girls, bad girls?
No.
Like, what does that mean? But I love the hot girls because they said, you're whores.
Honestly,
I love that.
It's kind of us.
Whores.
Good girl, hot girl. It's like they knew we were going to be reviewing this.
Well, currently, in our current state of the world, where you're like talking to all these boys, yeah, you're the hot girl. I'm the good girl because I stay home and I tell my husband that I'll have sex with him tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's a whole different meaning.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he can't watch Annie. He just starts sobbing.
We're only a day away. I always wanted to, that thing she climbed, that ladder she climbed at the end on the bridge.
A ladder? Jesus Christ. We have been filming for hours.
I want to climb the ladder.
Okay. They have to choreograph. They have to film the music
they
video.
They have to do all of that.
Let's just go to the runway, okay?
Because yeah, we get I want to see them.
Their best drag, or not
yeah.
best drag.
No,
they
it's
get
like
my
roots.
My roots.
Yeah, get their, they're getting their roots
but
done.
But first, we need to take a look at Drag Queen, because this
Shut up. She looks so fucking cool.
Well, It's nuts.
Bows.
I did enjoy...
I like the bows.
Yes. Her makeup looked amazing. From like the top up.
It's rococo.
As a sit down is really fun. It was the skirt that kind of took me out. What is that? It's so much. And I can't tell if it was on purpose or if the designer got nervous.
You know what? I didn't see the skirt earlier.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
But I like all the bows.
I
like
Vanessa. Bows.
And I love the colors.
I think bows are one of my favorite things, actually. What's your favorite shape?
Shape?
Yeah, mine's bows.
My favorite shape.
Cock and balls.
No. Mine is a dead body.
Oh, a chalk outline?
Ooh, I love a chalk outline. Because you know they don't actually do that, which is such a bummer because chalk is so cheap. It would be so economical.
That is the phrase, chalk is cheap.
Up first, we have Elena. She's from Baia. The plant on the bottom part of her body blooms in like harsh conditions. The creature is like a lucky charm. And then the boat on her head that actually had smoke coming out of it.
Vape. Trend alert. Vaping. She said it stood for like...
Region's richness.
Region's richness.
It gives like richness to the region.
I like it. It's colorful. It's fun.
I loved it.
I love a boat on the head.
At first I was like, wait, that's too many things kind of plugged together. But honestly, it kind of works.
No, I like it.
Yeah,
and it's really well done and like they said in the show, it's like really sparkly.
And she's so gorgeous. Her
yeah.
makeup is so good.
Oh, Curtis just messaged.
Yeah, I don't check my texts when we film.
Why?
Then we had Organza.
I do love Organza.
Now, she was dressed as the Queen of Favela, which is, I Googled, it's slum or working class neighborhood.
Hmm. I liked it. I liked the coat.
I loved the hat.
Was a trucker hat, but then made it a crown.
A crown. And she turned like the tabs from like a Coke can or beer, whatever, into her top. That's all those.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I loved it.
I thought it was really
It was so
well
cool.
Done. I like the coat on its own, but then you turn around and she had it. I know we said last week we don't really like that style, but this was a little different. But,
yeah, this
and it was
more
like painted
an art piece, and it
yeah.
represented.
It wasn't Isis. Wings. It was just on her coat, so she showed us the coat in its
yeah.
fullness.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it did look like a pattern almost.
Then we have Tristan, soon to be nicknamed something else.
We're still waiting.
Yeah.
Hopefully Shannon will get back to us soon.
Yeah.
So she was, y'all, I wrote down all this and I Googled. I tried, okay?
Should I be writing this down when I do the notes?
Okay. This is not an attack on you.
Okay.
You have so many talents.
Yeah.
I've yet to see most of them, but I know they're inside you.
Thank
okay?
you so much. Can we hold hands while you tell me this?
The amount of times where... Well, don't do that.
Sorry.
The amount of times where we're going through the runways, and I'm like, what's her name? Or that represented something. What did it represent? And you go, I don't know. Or you start to check your text messages in hopes that I'll forget that I asked the question. Too many. So I decided to write them down.
Oh.
And it wasn't a lot of work. It was actually... pretty easy.
Oh.
She's Cirio de Nazaire. It's the festival for Our Lady of Nazareth.
Is the Lady of Nazareth Mary or Jesus's mom?
Mary is Jesus's mom.
Wasn't there another one though?
Mary Magdalene. She was a whore.
Okay.
So she tried to basically just create it along her body. So you see like the rope is what like everyone holds on to as they're going through the parade, making her way up to, I guess like the statue of Our Lady of Nazareth, Our Lady, the fuck? Yeah, Our Lady of Nazareth. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on and there's just not a lot of pretty to it. But yeah. I love the headpiece.
Yeah, the neck up is good.
Neck up. Super big fan.
Neck
Largest.
Up for Nazareth.
Beth. You said this.
Nazareth.
Lazarus rose from the dead.
Lazarus. Mount Lazarus. Is there a song with Lazarus in it?
There should be. Then we had Dallas.
Now, Dallas.
Dallas DeVille, she was showing the urbanization of the Southwest region. So she came out at first in a coat that's all like fronds or whatever. She's the forest.
Greens.
Okay, she's the forest.
Greens.
She's the jungle. Yeah.
Nothing but greens. Parsley, celery, rutabaga.
She was whispering that to herself. And then she opens it up, showing how that's all been replaced with buildings and people. So it's like torn down the beauty of the nature and creating. You know,
honestly,
whatever.
I like it.
I like the message.
I love
tearing
down
nature.
It reminds me of those pants from Lilith's Girl in the last one. From Lorelai Rivers.
It was just so... The coat itself, like the fronds and stuff, It just looked like she had hot glued a bunch of Dollar Tree plants to her. I don't know. I thought the idea was a lot better than the execution. And then that dress, what's the rest of it? She just put a bunch of people's heads on that.
She was doing an ode to Lorelai Rivers' brown pants from her entrance
look. Oh, brown pants, brown skirt.
Yeah.
Warm heart. Yeah, it wasn't for me, but I'm glad you enjoy it. Neat. Then we have Shannon. Oh, huh. Yeah. I loved this. I loved it. She is paying tribute to Chica da Silva. She was a real person in the 1700s. She was a slave who by the end of her life became very rich and powerful. So she was referred to as the slave who became queen. She's marching the fuck out like a queen. She's holding the heart. She drops it and then she pulls up the skirt. And there's just
10 years.
There's so much to look at. I adored this.
It's really
simply
good.
Adored.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And I just love a Rococo, like, vibe.
What's Rococo?
It's like Marie Antoinette, but, like, sexy and bright colors and fun.
Are you saying Marie Antoinette wasn't sexy? They cut her head off because she was so hot.
I think they cut her head off because she told them to eat cake.
You want me to do what, you bitch? Next up, we have Ruby.
Ruby Buck. Ocean.
I loved this.
Stop it. It's even better in picture form. This is fucking cool.
So it's just a bunch of the Cerrado animals. And instead of just doing one, she did them all. I'm overwhelmed.
This is so cool.
So gorgeous. No notes. It's so good.
Hold on.
You smelling it? So then we get the music video.
We are back in this alley pit.
We're back in the alley pit. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Although this one didn't seem as overhead as the first one did.
I'll agree. I think they learned a thing or two.
Yeah. But this one, unlike the first group was just solos. Never did they meet in the pit.
But in
this one, they had choreographed, so they had a couple like group things. I kind of preferred that.
They finna be in the pit.
Yeah. And I preferred that. Yeah. I really did. Unfortunately, a few people stuck out because choreography is not their thing, and that's okay. Dallas was definitely doing her own thing the entire time.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Dallas usually is, just as a Texan.
What?
Former Texan. Wow, sorry. That was a Freudian slip.
Okay. Organza and Shannon both.
Slade.
So fucking good.
I like when they bonded and then Organza helped Shannon shave her eyebrows.
Oh yeah, I forgot Shannon shaved her eyebrows.
If you're ever gonna do it,
do it on Drag Race. Yeah. It doesn't take that much time to glue down your eyebrows, but it does.
Gluing down your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be like second nature and it can go really smoothly and really fast. Like driving to work. Sometimes you don't hit traffic, but other times you hit a stray.
A child.
And it just will not.
All over your windshield.
Die. It just won't stay down.
Yeah. And you're like, where's my parents?
Because you can't really go on to the next steps. There's not much you can do until it's done. Mm. So if you've never glued down your eyebrows, go ahead and give it a try.
You know what I would like to see?
Tell me.
I would like to see us do something where we challenge ourselves, where we do our face backwards.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like we start with our lips. Wouldn't that be nuts?
You know what? I have done that before sometimes.
What? You start with your lips?
I start with the... Sometimes I'll start with the liner to just see if I can do my face and keep my lip lines like where they originally were.
Do your lips move?
But actually, I think you're supposed to... When you're overdrawing, you're supposed to put foundation on your lips because it helps make everything look the same.
That's interesting. It's crazy. That's a crazy thing to do.
We could do it backwards.
Well, no. I mean, you saying it out loud that
lashes
that you've already
first,
done.
Lashes first.
Lashes first. And lashes and lips. Lashes and lips.
That's your cult.
Crazy.
That's your cult.
That's my cult. Lashes and lips. Lashes we and would lips. Look nuts. And the other thing about the music video.
Will you tell me?
Tristan. I loved her low voice. It was sexy, but it was kind of spoken word for a while. Like there was no hint of rhythm, which like it worked for her.
Well, not
but
everyone needs to
it
have
was shocking. So they get their critiques. You know, it's fine. It's what
it's
we all kind of expect.
It's a lot of talking.
A lot of talking. And then we are taken to the workroom and they're sitting back there. Suddenly an alarm starts going off. And I happen to pause it on Organza's face as I was writing down what was happening. She's just like, what? Mm. So they bring in the first set of queens.
Yes.
So they get to meet them.
They get to meet each other.
I know we've asked this before. for. It's clearly a different day because Grad Queen is completely made up differently. So those girls have to come back in and get in drag? And where are they getting in drag? They're not doing it in the workroom. Are they getting in drag like at their hotel room? Do they have to put on what they already wore? That would be so annoying.
If you've ever had to put back on an outfit that you've recently worn.
Oh, it's so sweaty.
Oh, it's bad.
It's just also a lot of work for that first group, but I guess maybe that's the price you pay. Nothing in life is free.
Truth.
It was really sweet actually to see them all meet because they were all so excited to meet one another. They realized they're all the firsts, so that was really fun. So they get called back to the runway. We find out that the winning team is the hot girls.
Hey!
Which must have made the nice girls feel like complete shit.
Hot girls are always beating out the nice
girls. Oh man, it's always about being hot. We'll learn how to give a blowy, you bitch.
Debbie!
A blowy. Ugh, I hate that I said that.
Yeah, that's gross. I'm not joining your cult anymore.
That's something a nice girl would say.
Yeah.
Within that group, though,
we have the winner.
We have the winner, but also, did you notice? They announced the winner, but there was another person standing up there, so it's like they called up two people, but we didn't see them do that, because it was Shannon and Organza were standing next to each other in front of the group,
mm-hmm.
and then the winner was announced, which was
Organza! My favorite!
I think it should have been Shannon, personally.
Well.
Personally. That look, though. Anyway.
It was good.
They go back to the back. So the nice ones are stuck there and they're just going, please don't let me be in the bottom. Fine. Fuck it. Yeah. Whatever. Just don't let me be in the bottom.
And here's where I get confused.
Okay.
Because they make the bottom two, Bettina Polaroid and...
Diva Moore.
Now, I can't remember.
But Diva Moore was cow.
No, I know she was cow, but in the video, was she bad?
I remember liking Diva Moore, but I remember their critique was that she got lost and they didn't care for her. It was a bummer to see the two of them in the bottom. Well, it was a bummer to see Diva. I gotta be honest. I don't really yet have a connection to Bettina, but I love Diva Moore. I adore Diva Moore. They do the lip sync. It's kind of messy.
Overall. I agree.
It's a little messy. And then we find out that Diva Moore is going home.
Is no more. And that makes me sad.
I just wanted to see her go further so I could see if her energy level would ever go down or if she was just always that energetic. Because to be that energetic at 42, that's, what is that, vitamins?
Well, she's Diva Moore, not Diva Sometimes.
I see where you're going with that, but more or less is kind of a common phrase. I would have gone that direction.
Do you want to take it?
No, you've already ruined it.
Oh.
So we say goodbye to Diva Moore. I can't remember.
I don't like that.
The last time I was so bummed to see the first person go.
I'm not really interested in that.
No, I'm not at all. I've got a couple other people on my list that I would have sent home first.
Yeah.
If I could remember their names, oh, I'd say them right now.
They would be sad, oh, honey. Fuck.
So goodbye, Diva Moore. Apparently you'll be fine though, because you're doing really well. You've got so much energy.
Yeah.
That was another episode of Drag Race Brazil. I'm so excited for next week. We are going to get our first episode where they're all together.
Ooh, that's always fun.
I know. I can't wait to see them interact.
Yeah.
I want to see who likes who and who hates the other. So if you would like to see that as well with us, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And of course, the notification bell.
Yes. And if you would like to see us more than what this is, yeah, go to patreon.com/IMHOTheShow. Become a patron today.
Also, we are both on Cameo, so if you want a message from us to a loved one, a hated one, or to Diva Moore, go ahead and hit us up there.
Yeah, and if you want a Shameo, you can go to IMHOTheShow.com. Get yourself a Shameo. We'll quit your job for you. We will break up with your girlfriend. We will...
Just be clear. Just be clear in what you're asking for. A lot of the jokes that you're writing, I don't get. All right, we'll see you later. Oh, dragqueenmerch.com, that's merch. Okay, bye.
I have to wake up early tomorrow and do a get ready with me on camera. My job asked me to do that. They asked me if I want to do something and I said, sure. Okay, how about this?
For their social media?
No, it's for this group, this like makeup, it's like a web seminar, and every year they have like a web summit where they have people come and demonstrate and do whatever.
Is it live? Like people are going to be watching you live?
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. Oh, this was kind of fun. So I'm doing this thing, right? They did tell me ahead of time they want me to use stuff that we sell at the store because they want it to be kind of promotional, but also a little bit of like a tutorial, get ready with me.
Yeah.
But I think mainly promotional, like whatever. I already had enough stuff, so I wasn't that worried about it, but they called me in this week. They sat me down. which normally I would be nervous about, but it was gummy. It was fine.
Yeah.
CBG gummy. And
you know CBG is an actual thing.
What's CBG?
It's another kind of CBD. It's called CBG.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So they sat me down and they said, so are you prepared for this thing? And I was like, yeah, sure. And they were like, do you need anything? If you need some stuff, like we can get you some stuff. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, you know, do you need any products or anything? And I was like, I can have products? I was like, well, you know, maybe some brushes, because as we all know, mine are, say it with me, not clean.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to be doing a lot of like this. And they were like, go get some of those brushes, but get the red ones. And they're the nicer ones.
Wow.
So I got some brushes. And then, you know, those wipes, the Kojindo wipes I told you about that are $25 for a 10 pack. I go, can I have some of those? Because part of my thing is I'm only doing my eyes and then I'm showing how I take my makeup off.
That's so vulnerable.
I know.
That's so vulnerable.
I know, but the Kojindo wipes take everything off.
I know, they're really good.
It's so good. So they're I asked so for that. And then she was like, just put a little pile and I'll see what we can do. So I got a tiny little pile. And then my coworker was like, that's all? I would have gotten way more stuff. And I was like, let's play a little tricky on my boss. So I go around the store and I pick all the most expensive things. We have this one moisturizer that's $600 because it's made with like jelly. Or
sometimes expensive things are worse.
This one's good though, if anybody wants to buy it.
Okay.
It's 40% off, $600 too.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Which is what? What's 40% off, $600?
Okay, I know this. So 40% of 100 would be 40 off, so 60. So 60 times 600 is 12, so 1200.
What? 10% of 600 is 60, and you're taking 40% off, so that's four tens. So just 60 times four is what?
24, 100.
Add the zero.
100,
240.
240.
So 600 minus 240 is?
3.
Wait.
60.
Yes! Alexis, that was great. That was so good.
Thank you.
That's a really easy way to find percentages, is start with the 10%, because you know it's just moving the decimal one place.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a tip.
That's fun. Anyway, yeah. So I filled a basket with stuff. I dropped it in her office and I opened the door and I go, oh, here's some stuff. And then I left and then I closed the door and she goes, Alexis! And I opened the door. She goes, you're not getting that. And she pointed to the $600 thing.
You spit directly on my nose. Oh my God, you spit on my boopsie.
I'm really sorry.
You know what?
We're done.
Give me those expensive makeup wipes.
We're done.
Give me those expensive makeup wipes.
I bought you some.
Not
those. Did you
ever
use them?
Those were the expensive ones?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you like them?
I think so. Give me more. Just in case. Okay, bye.